Hey, it's Thursday. You know, unfortunately, there is thunder in the air in the form of fireworks, and Pepper here is kind of freaking out. So I am accountable for him. I am accountable for his well-being. And so he needs to go out. He's got to do his thing. But he needs also to be safe. And he needs to know when to go and what to do. And he knows what to do, but when are we leaving? And we can't leave now. And that's a road, and that's dangerous. And I know that better than he does, and stuff like that. So I am accountable for him. This is on a very low level. Slightly above this level would be like a 16-year-old boy who you think, you know, he knows to do the right thing, but yeah, he's 16 and he's a boy. That's just not happening. But then there's, you know, then there's the advanced human, like way up here, like adults, like rational adults who are, I'm accountable for my own actions, and you know, I can do that. I'll do it on time. You know, I'll get it in. I'll do the work. Is it already Thursday? Oh yeah. So what holds us accountable? We have the date. It's Thursday. I'm here. Why? Because I'm accountable to myself and to you to get this out on Thursday. That's one. But what about a team? What about an accountability partner? What about others who it's not just passively, hey, you should do that thing on Thursday, but they hold you to it? And what if there are consequences? Like, consequences for this guy is if I don't take care of him, he could get run over in the street. Or lost. That happened once. But what about us? I mean, we're high-level intelligent beings. We don't need all that, right? All that low-level stuff. But do we? Because we do. You know, if you know the thing is due on Monday, and you know that, let me just pick a name out of thin air, like, you know, Nicolene. What if she said it was due Monday at 10 a.m.? And you know that she knows that you got to get it done by Monday at 10 a.m., guess what? You're going to do it. And if not, you're going to feel the wrath. You're going to feel the guilt because you have now involved someone else. This is accountability. When I first think of accountability, I think of accounting, which was my least favorite subject in MBA. And I think because it was in a different language. I think I accidentally took it in Greek. Oh, wait, that was English. I just didn't understand it. Yet accountable, accounting, you're accounting for the numbers that they match up. So accountability, we're accounting for each other that we match up. So it's a beautiful thing. Nicolene, I just happened to come up with that name. I don't know why she's on my mind. She now has an accountability mastermind where the only thing she's saying is on Monday we have a check-in, on Friday we have a check-in, and we're going to check in because it's a group of real humans. Did you catch that? In real time, they're going to talk to each other. They're going to communicate like that, right? Like this. Well, no, it's not like this. I'm on a video. This is a monologue. You can't yell through the camera back at me. You can't say, Bradley, re-record. Bradley, it's Friday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. And so that dialogue with other real humans in real time brings that up to such a level that we can no longer ignore it or deny it. Now, you don't have to join this mastermind. It's completely voluntary. In fact, it's going to cost you money. But what is that going to get you? It's going to get you that reverse accountability where then you will then become more accountable for your own actions. Because partly, you know, other people are watching. Now, I know you could go take a course. You could read a book. You could listen to a podcast. You could watch a video on how to do everything you need to do. Yet until it becomes a need, until it becomes sort of a public need that someone else sees that you have this task that you need to do, then it's only up to you. So what we're doing is we are releasing some of the accountability from our own shoulders and handing it off to others. And yet it comes back even stronger, and this is where we get into collaboration and cooperation. We're working then on it together. We now have a team. What if you had a team to get your projects done? What if you had a team to get anything done? What if you had someone you can check in with twice a week? How's it going in the beginning of the week? How did it go at the end of the week? I mean, it seems so simple. Oops, it is really simple. And this is all that accountability is. And this is what we're also working into our program, Boost Your Brand with a Book, is that it's not just 6 weeks of videos. It's not just 6 weeks of checklists and do this and then do that and do this by Thursday. Yes, it's also that. But it's also, we are there watching you, like Big Brother. Okay, not quite like Big Brother. We are there together with you, working on it together. And we want you to succeed. That's also a key point. We want you to succeed. Do your collaborators want you to succeed? Do you want you to succeed? Are you then, turn the tables, are you wanting your co-collaborator to succeed? And how do you know that, and how do you gauge that? How do you measure that? And it could just be asking questions. Okay, that was a little bit of a thing. Normally I don't worry about him, but with the thunder lately and the fireworks, he's just freaking out, and he will just bolt. And he will get this like narrow-minded mindset and just do what he thinks he's supposed to do. Yet he doesn't have the input from his accountability partner, who says, it's not what you should do. You shouldn't run home with your tail between your legs in fear, and you should then come here and face your fears. Now, he's a dog. He doesn't listen quite as well. Or does he? Yes. Accountability. I'm accountable for him. Who are you accountable for? Who's in your team? Who are you a team member of? Who do you help be accountable? And if you think about this, the reverse can be even more powerful. While you think they're all giving you that accountability, they are giving you the feeling of the deadlines and getting it done. What's happening is when you can help them be accountable, that's where the joy comes. Because you are helping them. And through helping them, you're helping yourself. Because that's usually how it goes with give and take. You think you're just take, but when you give, you actually get more. So this accountability road, it's two-way road. And this is where the beauty and the power comes in, because this is where it also gets fun. Because you might think, no, it's all about me. It's all about me and my deadlines. No, there's a team. And you want to know, you will want to know even more of how to help them. And through helping them, you're helping yourself. Yet this cannot exist in a vacuum. It cannot exist on your own. This is what accountability is about. It's about teamwork. It's about collaboration. It's about cooperation. It's about together, greater than one. Together, we are better than solo. I'm going to put a link down below. Nicolene has a mastermind about accountability, and it really does meet on Monday and Friday. I don't know too many details, but that's actually the only detail you need to know. Monday, Friday, what are you doing? You want to join her? It's a monthly thing. That's it. I'm keeping an eye on Pepper over there because I'm a little worried about the thunder, because the thunder is coming, because it's Thursday. And here comes more dogs. Okay, things are about to get out of hand. I'm going to call this a day. Hey, I got to be back at 10 minutes after 11, because speaking of deadlines, speaking of accountability, I'm working in Nicolene's workshop this morning, and we got to be back at 10 minutes after 11 because I need to get this video done. There's accountability in real action. I need to get this done by a certain time to tell a few people. That's it. That is in action how it works. It's super simple, and yet it's not so easy. Yet it's easy when you practice. I'm Bradley Shaw, and this has been Thursday Thunder. There's thunder in the air, whether in the form of fireworks or that cloud version. Hope to see you next week, because I will be here. Will you? Hi, Dougie.
It's okay. Hey, Peppersnip.